Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Gibson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ray Culp. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Christian. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield strikes out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards the mound. Culp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith scores. Jones moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Melton tags and scores. One out. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up towards third. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield strikes out. Hermann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Schofield out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Aparicio scores. Hopkins moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Christian hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. Hermann moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott moves to third. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins fields it, throws to second to get Conigliaro. There's the throw to home to get Scott, for the double play. Two outs. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0-for-1 in the game. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield misplays the ball. That's an error on Schofield. Williams moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones fields the ball and throws to Culp covering. Safe. Williams scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton is hit by the pitch. Hopkins moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culp juggles the ball. That's an error on Culp. Hopkins moves to third. Melton moves to second. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Christian hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0-for-2 in the game. Horland hits a line drive towards third. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHewitt pinch hits for Ray Culp. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vicente Romo now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hopkins is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hermann hits a fly ball towards left. Yastrzemski settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Yastrzemski. Aparicio moves to second. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Christian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 3 in the game. Andrews hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry strikes out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0 for 3 in the game. Horland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Danny Murphy now pitching. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott scores. Conigliaro moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Conigliaro moves to third. Two outs. Tom Satriano pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Satriano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.